Good morning, Columbus County, and Happy New Year. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. A rifle man shot and killed himself during a standoff with Sheriff's Office Monday night. Multiple agencies responded after the man reportedly fired a shot at a deputy who was checking on the victim after a car wreck. We have more on this story on our website. Someone fired multiple shots into a home and vehicle on Clyde Norris Road Monday. No one was injured, but the Sheriff's Office said damages were in excess of $6,000. The Sheriff's Office and Animal Protective Services were called about an alleged case of animal abuse on Christmas Eve. A woman reported that she was prevented from retrieving two dogs from her previous residence on Christie Road. A man she knows is alleged to have intentionally allowed one of the dogs to kill another one. The case is under investigation. A dog story with a much happier ending. A puppy turned over to Whitewell Police Sergeant Brianna Blanks was adopted to a good home within minutes of the officer's Facebook post Saturday, and she had multiple offers to take the puppy in. The mixed breed pup was reportedly thrown, that's right, thrown, from the window of a moving truck in the county. A good Samaritan saw the incident and rescued the long-haired tri-colored baby. The puppy is none the worse for wear and is reportedly very happy in her new home. Lake Waccamaw State Park is holding its annual first day hike today from 2 to 3 p.m. Meet at the Visitor Center, enjoying a 1.5-mile guided walk. You'll get to learn more about Bay Lakes and the unique habitats that make up Lake Waccamaw. The Museum of Science is going to host a walk this Saturday along the Lumber River Walkway in Fair Bluff. Meet at the boat ramp at 10 a.m. You can park at the Visitor Center. The boardwalk is wheelchair accessible. You get to find out more about the Lumber River, flood control efforts, and all the diversity of wildlife along the river. Now, if the Riverwalk is too challenging for you, especially if you've got little ones, bring them to the mini hike at the museum in downtown Wyville. That's going to be along the tree trail. A facility educator will lead the 2:30 p.m. hike. This is on Saturday, and you'll get to find out more about the museum, as well as looking for wild animals, meeting painted life-sized animals, playing some games, and getting outside and enjoying the weather for a little while. Deer and bear hunting seasons end today. The big game hunters are reminded to always wear an outer garment of safety orange, such as a cap, hat, jacket, or vest. Entering posted land without permission for any reasons is against the law, even to recover dogs. Just look for that purple paint marker or for the posted signs, and always just have some good manners, folks. Let's keep it a good, safe season for these last few hours. It's hard to believe that 2025 is here. We want to thank you for your trust and support over the past year, and we look forward to continuing to serve you in the year to come. Let's all try to be a little nicer to somebody this year and be thankful for the blessings that we have in our county, state, country, and the people around us. From everyone at ColumbusCountyNews.com, we hope you have a very happy, prosperous, and blessed new year. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.